morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how you doing?
My Oakland A's are in first place in the American League West. Thank you.
Okay, you're very excited about that, for sure. It is definitely that time of year when it's getting a little crazy out there.
Warm, too.
What was that?
Warm earlier this week, too.
Yeah, we got rid of the wind.
Finally.
Back to, I tell you what, yeah, just some fantastic, fantastic days this week. So I'll credit it to a couple days I went down to Tucson for a couple days, so I think I brought the warm weather back with me.
Lance, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. That, of course, is Mr. Tom Coyne with Umpqua Bank, our in-house lending expert. Tom, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. We've had a lot going on at the office over the last couple weeks, transitioning to Umpqua and starting to get a hang of the new loan software. It's much more efficient than we had, and really diving into all the new programs we're offering.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic, and thanks for all the help you've already given some clients and new clients that we've sent and dealt with back and forth the last couple of weeks. So it looks like everything's going great over there, at least from our perspective. You might have been working your tail off in the background, but it looks seamless to us. So thanks for making it look easy.
That's the goal, Lance.
Okay, very good. Well, one of the things we wanted to talk about is we've kind of had this rash of new construction contracts come into the office and come across Tom and I's table the last couple weeks, and just a little bit of the nuances in dealing with that new construction. One of the things that we offer and help a lot of people with, and Tom had been telling me about some new loan programs that were coming out, and then as we sat down and we gave a bunch of buyer consultations the last couple weeks, we get a lot of buyers that come to us, and they might be from out of town or out of the area or transferring here. A couple from Idaho comes to mind. Another couple from Colorado we helped last week. And they come to us and they say, gosh, you know what? I am not from this area. I don't know who the players in the market are. We've driven around for a couple weeks. We know we like X area, but we don't know where to go from there. We don't know if this builder that we've been told about is the right fit. We don't know how to start that process. We're not sure how many bids we should get. And so it really can be a little overwhelming. Once people have made that decision, we know we want to build. What now? And how do we make sure we're protected in that process? So one of the things we wanted to talk about today is some of those factors that we're dealing with in that new construction process and some of the options out there. We are super, super fortunate that we have some amazing builders in town. A lot of amazing builders, actually. There's a good-sized list that we can go through, and there are just a lot of fantastic talent in this area and people doing a great job. So then it really comes down to us matching the needs of that client with what we know about that builder. Do they need a faster finish time? Do they need a more custom approach? Do they not want to be involved with choosing colors or fixtures, or do they want to be extremely involved with choosing that? So with the kind of influx of people we've had from out of town looking at this new construction process, I thought I'd go over a couple of those tips and what we're dealing with people. But the number one thing that we do when we sit down with somebody and said, okay, you've decided you want to build, then it comes down to how are we going to pay for that? And that is our number one question.
That's a big part of it.
And that is a big one. And so then we're talking to the people about, okay, do you have cash? And if you do, then we might put you with a little different builder, a little different process. Or are you going to need financing? And so there's some options out there, and Tom's got some of the best options in town. So let's talk about that process first, Tom, and then we'll go through some of the more on our end, how we're protecting the client and helping them. But number one, what are our options for that new construction financing?
Lance, I am so excited to be able to have this program. When we were Sterling, we required 30% down on construction loans. So we did very, very few. I have a buddy that works at another bank here in town, and I can't count how many construction loans I sent his way because we just weren't in the market. Now, with our transition to Umpqua here in the last 2 weeks, we've rolled out this amazing construction loan program, and in my opinion, it is hands down the best construction loan in town. So on conforming loan limits, that's up to $417,000, we'll finance up to 90% loan-to-value. And what that means is that clients are only required to contribute 10% into the build. Now, if they already own the lot, any equity that they have in the lot count towards this 10% down payment requirement. Lance, don't fall out of your seat when I tell you this. For preferred builders, we'll finance up to 95%.
That's unheard of. So we're talking about a custom build.
Custom build, $417,000 loan amount, going to 95% loan to value. That's 5% down payment.
Okay, and that's the same requirement as if you were buying, say, a spec home that was pre-finished. And so that's one of the first differentiations to talk about. And that is, are you from the ground up going to go into a custom construction build? And then we have probably a different list of builders that we would suggest for that versus, say, you want to keep your cost really low and you want just the basic shell of a house. Where the custom builders, your cost will go up a little bit, but you'll get exactly what you want and some higher end finishes. So if you're looking to that custom side, then immediately we're going to say, in the past, we would have had to say, okay, so you're building a $200,000 house. You know, you're going to have a $200,000 house here to build. So in the past, we've said, okay, you're going to need $60,000 down. Mm-hmm. You're going to need 30% down.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of times people would immediately then say, okay, let's go back to looking at spec houses.
Right.
So that's how that conversation has gone a lot in the past. You're saying now at this time we have some new options coming available where we might be able to look at these loans.
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing. Nobody in town offers 5% down. We're truly the only lender that will even entertain this idea. So it's a really big deal. You have these clients who maybe they fell in love with the builder. They love their work. But you got to get a construction loan with this builder. And because of the down payment requirements in the past that we used to have and other lenders have, they were just handcuffed into going with other builders who will finance construction. So clients were having to settle. That's not the case anymore. Now, we literally just rolled out these revisions to our construction loan last week or so. At this point, we have very few builders that are set up as preferred, but we're looking to get them added to the list. Now, some of this show pertains to the builders who listen to our radio show, so I want to kind of go over the benefits of this program with them as well. To become a preferred builder, we generally require that we close a couple deals with them. We want to see, how do they handle the draw process through the build? Do they come in on budget? Do they build according to the contract? Is the build completed on time? Now, if the builder, you know, does all this and we're able to make them a preferred builder, they have a tremendous leg up on their competition, the other builders in town. There's only a couple other lenders in town that will finance up to 90, but if a builder is able to say, hey, you build with us and I'm a preferred builder with Umpqua and Tom over there, we can go to 95%, that's going to be able to attract more clients and open their market up to a lot more buyers. And of course, if there's more of a market that they're being able to cater to, they're able to build more houses.
Well, Tom, that's a great point that you put out there. And I think for our listeners out there too, I think that's something to urge people, not only, so if you have, and I don't do this very often because we're mainly a informational show, but if you have friends that are builders or you know a builder, the next time you're out having coffee or a glass of wine with them or something, I definitely urge you to tell your friend or person in the industry that is building or doing this, if they haven't talked to Tom, to call him about this program, because we get the Home Builders Association Association on, and we get the president, we get Jeff Lowe, and we talked about making home ownership affordable and how they are rallying for that cause. And a lot of times over the last 5 years, we've talked about the loan process contracting and getting harder and getting more difficult with higher down payments. Well, we have what's happening here is probably the first sign of a pendulum swing where we're going to loosen back up a little bit and be able to get more people into those homes. Now, granted, I'm sure Tom's going to tell you that, you know, we have credit score requirements and things that can change this, but it's at least worth a phone call to see if you fall in line with that program.
Absolutely. For those builders out there, let's say there's not a project we're working on right now, and we don't have a client that we're building for right now. What we could do is get the builder approved, because that's part of the build process. We approve the project, which is the home, and we approve the builder. So if the builder wants to get that side of it out of the way, there's a packet I could send them, and they fill out the packet, they get us this checklist, and we can get them set up to at least be an approved builder. So when that project does come along, half of that work is already out of the way.
Yeah, no, that is a great, great program that's come out. And that really helps us. We have, like I say, we have a lot of clients that are looking for those type of options, and this gives them a way to get into that situation. So super glad, and I'm probably just as excited as you are, because it's going to mean more sales to us in the long term. So thank you so much for doing that. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the actual build process, what you need to be looking out for, and then get into some more details about financing and how we can wrap up the loans on these new construction projects.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here talking about some of the issues coming up in new construction, some of the consultation process that we go through. We've been doing a lot of it recently. One of the things that's happened, we talked a little bit about the shrinking inventory. That inventory's been running lower than normal the last couple weeks. So what that's kind of done is that's pushed us into an influx of people wanting to build again for new construction. And so now we have this rush of folks that are like, gosh, I can't find exactly what I want. Let's sit down. Here's a lot. Let's get a build going. And so we're kind of in the market playing a little bit of catch-up to get back into that with these folks. So I said, gosh, let's talk about that in the show alongside some of these new programs that have been rolled out with Tom and Umpqua and what's going on. Really makes it an ideal time to potentially look at these builds. So one of the things that I wrote down that always comes up and that we'll probably be talking about till the end of time is that when you're doing a full custom like that is your time and decisions. You know, how much do you want to do? And that's what really a lot of people don't realize is that when they're looking full custom like that, you've got a lot of choices to make. And it comes to, you know, the color of your flooring, the color of your cabinets, the color of your light fixtures. And then finding a place to really start like that can really become overwhelming to people. You know, I've been with clients before, and they've been like, well, how can I pick the color of my flooring if I don't know the color of my cabinets? And if I don't know the color of my cabinets, how can I pick my wall color? And then I'm like, well, we got to start with something and then compare. And so having that idea like that, having sometimes there's folks that come in and they'll show us, you know, four or five pictures. And they're just like, this is what I want it to look like. And that is part of the process, is having an idea a lot of times with pictures of things that you've seen can really help people, your builder especially, your real estate agent, visualize what you want and then put that into reality.
You know, Lance, I've seen where clients, you know, they pick out everything they want, and then they later down the road during construction decide, no, this isn't what I want to change it. And then that leads to change order fees and increased prices. Maybe the builder already ordered all that flooring and now he's got to try to return it and go get more. It's really important to take your time in this phase and know you try to get as close as you can to get what you want up front. Is that right?
Tom, that's a great point. And in fact, that's not even something I had on my list of things to talk about today, but I'm glad you brought that up. And that's that change order fee. You know, it is so important to have an idea of where you're headed. And granted, there will always be something that happens or needs to be changed. A very wise man once said to me that construction is just a series of mistakes until completion.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that.
Built with my dad. And so there is going to be some of that. But yeah, but having an idea of that is so helpful, and having those pictures to say, okay, this is what I want it to look like, is very, very important. Because the next important point that you bring up that I think is huge is knowing ahead of time what those change orders are going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the process that your agent can really help you with, because knowing how much is that change order going to cost, and then is it going to be worth it? You know, where are we at in the process to what we can change? And that really comes into play, too, is up front knowing, are you working with a full custom builder with those, or are you working with a semi-custom builder? And then the other end of the spectrum is maybe just working with a spec builder, meaning that they're going to finish the home to their specifications, and then you're going to buy that pre-finished home. In the semi-custom realm, you're going to have less choices. But semi-custom is very popular with a lot of our bigger builders around here, meaning that they have laid out a palette of 6 or 7 common choices, and then they've gone to their suppliers. It's usually you get a better deal on the home, because what they've done is they've picked out their 6 or 7 choices. Maybe in the Northwest, they're building 100 to 200 homes. They've gone to their suppliers, and they've cut better deals on ordering those choices, that tile, that backsplash, that granite, and they're ordering it by the semi and truckload. And so that's how they're able to come in and say, okay, you can pick from these 6 schemes, and that's your only choice. That's what we have available.
And that's semi-custom.
And that's semi-custom, which is nice. You still get to tailor it to your needs and match your furniture and your likenesses pretty close, but you're getting a better price, and then you're also generally not as overwhelmed, because you're not picking out, you know, what do the lights in the kitchen look like? What do the lights in the bedroom look like in the bathroom? You're picking out a lighting package that has been predetermined color-wise. So a lot of times for personality-wise, that comes down to being a very, very important thing. And then what you said is, what are those change orders going to cost? Because there's going to be some markup. It's not the biggest thing that people run into when they start shopping with a builder, for instance, is they will, say, go down to Home Depot and they'll see a, let's just say a chandelier that they want. That's a great example, McKay. And they'll say, okay, well, I really want that chandelier. It's $289, and we'll go ahead and get that installed. Well, now that that's outside of the semi-custom package, the builder's going to have to get that chandelier. Then they're going to have to, it might be a different wiring configuration than they're used to in their standard lighting packages. They might have to wire it differently. They then might have to add some blocking up in the ceiling space to handle the weight of that chandelier. So that $289 change order can rapidly, for a builder, become $650 or $700.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have to follow very specific specifications about how that's installed, or they could be liable for that not happening, where a homeowner will just, grab it at Home Depot, slap it up, and then if it doesn't work,
call again.
That's the problem. So knowing that those change orders are probably generally going to be more than people expect, you're then making a choice. Is it important for me to do this with the builder ahead of time, or is this something that I should wait and do afterwards myself?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a great conversation to have with your real estate agent, your advisor, who you're working with, to get that right. So great, great topic. In fact, we could probably get a builder in here and do a show on change orders. Take up the entire time. So one of the things we're constantly doing, too, is making sure all of that is in writing. your real estate agent's job is to make sure when you're priced something with the builder, when you're told something at a job site, that that conversation is transferred to a legal addendum, put in writing, and then agreed to everybody at the same time. One of the things as agents we're always trying to prevent is that big bill at the end where it is outside of the loan, or these are change orders that were not put into writing, and then the client had so much fun with the build, and that was the best builder in the world to work for, and they did every one of my requests, and I absolutely loved them, and then I got a bill for $14,000 outside of my loan. And now I hate that builder.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out what happened. But, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12 changes added up to that, and if that's not documented along the way, oh my goodness gracious, these are what, you know, real estate horror stories are told of. So making sure that that's put in writing, documented along the process is super important. One of the things we're working with people in new construction and in that build process. And I have an amazing team with huge new construction background that helps our buyers and our clients and our builders work on this. We're talking hundreds of sales in new construction experience. Family builders that my team has worked for, big production builders that my team's worked for, our new construction background and helping the clients be protected is huge in this aspect. Now, Tom, I know there's other things to consider on the money side. What are some of the other things we need to be looking at?
Well, before the break, we talked that we can go potentially up to 95% when the loan's under 417. Now, on jumbo loans over 417,000, we will do 90% loan to value,
which is still a huge issue.
Big deal. You know, most lenders require 20% down on jumbo loans. We require just 10%. Now, another thing I want to point out is not only does this program reduce risk for the borrowers, which I'm going to talk about, but also for the builder. We lock the permanent rate in upfront, and clients really like to see this. One of the biggest concerns with building a house is, what is my interest rate going to be in 4 months when I'm ready to lock this loan? On our program, we lock it in before we ever start construction. That rate's the same to the build as it is after construction.
Well, and that's a huge deal right now, because in the climate we're in, we've been seeing rates inch up a little bit, and so that's the way we're expecting them to go. So we need to be prepared for that more than ever right now.
Yeah. Now, if the builder is financing the home with the client purchasing at completion, that increases the risk for a builder on a couple different levels. Maybe interest rates increase to the point where the client no longer chooses to purchase this home, because maybe now with the rate increase, that payment's a lot higher than what they expected. Or maybe that rate increases 0.5% from the time they start construction to the time they're ready to lock the rate in, and they just altogether can't qualify anymore because their debt to income's too high. Or maybe they just decide they don't want the home for another reason. Then the builder's in a tough spot. They built this house specifically for this person, it's got everything this person wants. Now they got to go and try to sell it to somebody else. So that's the situation the builders really don't want to be in. Now, because we reduced this risk up front for the borrower by locking that construction rate and the permanent rate in up front, we also reduced the risk for the builder.
Yeah, that's huge. And I think that, you know, that's a big differentiation factor. Because if the client is financing the build and working on it, they're probably not going to walk away.
No.
Because it's their money that they're going into. If the builder's financing it, and like you said, they change their mind, no skin off their back to leave the builder with that liability.
Exactly. So this really reduces the risk for builders. Now, another thing to consider is that most of the time, builders are going to charge extra for the construction of the house when the builder finances it. The builder's got to go out and get this money somewhere, and whoever they're getting it from is going to charge them interest, and then they, of course, pass that along to the borrower in additional cost of construction. Now, if the borrower goes into it with their own construction loan, they're quite often going to be able to get that house for generally 5 to 10% less, which can be substantial depending on how much of a house you're building. Also, for builders, they're not tying up their existing lines of credits or going out and having to obtain private financing on these pre-sales. They're able to better leverage their money, which maybe allows them to build more spec homes. So this will essentially allow the builder to build more homes. As you can see, there's benefits for both the borrower and the builders with this program. Now, I want to talk about our fee structure real quick. Our only lender fee for these construction loans is a flat $1,495. There's no 1% origination fee, nothing. $1,495 doesn't matter what size of loan you're doing. Now, the only other fees a client has are traditional construction fees, such as the appraisal, title escrow, the construction inspection at the time of the draw, title date downs, etc. So all the standard construction fees. Now, this low fee structure, in my opinion, again, blows other community lenders out of the water. Now, on our construction loans, which is pretty typical with construction loans, we do them in 5-1, 7-1, and 10-1 arms. And what that means is that the rate is fixed for 5, 7, or 10 years, respectively, and it can change once a year after that. Pretty common. Now, if the client wants a fixed rate, we can close the construction loan and immediately lock in a rate for the refinance up front before the build even starts. So they still know what their rate's going to be at completion of the build. It's a really easy process for the client because we just have completed the construction loan. We have all their documentation already. They're essentially going to feel like they're doing one loan. We use the same appraisal that was done for the construction, and build's done, close the refinance immediately afterwards, get them into a fixed rate loan. Now, I just compared a quote for a construction loan from a competing lender here in town. Our construction loan and the refinance was substantially lower in closing costs than just their construction loan. And it's just the fee structure with the construction loan is so low that it allows clients to do that. It's a great, great, great program. I think it truly changes the construction market here in the Tri-Cities, and I feel privileged to be able to offer this with Umpqua.
Well, Tom, thanks for all that information. I mean, I see you get excited sometimes, usually, about the Seahawks, but you're, like, as excited about this loan program as the Seahawks. I mean,
I'm pumped. Really, there was really only two lenders in town that were good at doing construction loans, and I see no reason why we shouldn't take a big market share with how great this program is.
Well, congratulations and good work. Thanks for bringing that to our listeners. Thanks for bringing that to our market and continuing to help Growth Rings here around the Tri-Cities. So that's a little bit about new construction, some of the things that we're working on right now, some of the new programs that we're busting out to make this happen for our clients. And it's really a super exciting time. If you have any questions about this and how you can leverage my team's experience in this marketplace, you can always go to KenmoreTeam.com, shoot us an email and contact us there so we can chat with you about this program. And Tom, what's the best way to get you at Umpqua?
My phone number at the office, 783-7300, or go to my website, TomCoinHomeLoans.com.
Perfect, and we'll be right back here next week
on News Talk 870.